June 5th, 1899. The operating of Jesus is not hasty, but all in its time. The health of the confessor. My state of annihilation still continues, but such that I did not dare to say a word to my beloved Jesus. However, this morning, having compassion for my miserable state, he himself wanted to cheer me, and here is how. As he made himself seen, and I felt all annihilated and ashamed before him, Jesus drew near me, but so close, that it seemed to me that he was in me and I in him. And he told me, "My beloved daughter, what's wrong that you are so afflicted? Tell me everything, for I will content you and will remedy everything." Since I continue to see myself the way I described above the other day, in seeing myself so bad, I did not even dare to tell him anything. But Jesus repeated, "Come, come, and tell me what you want. Do not hesitate." Seeing myself almost forced, bursting into flooding tears, I said to him, "Holy Jesus, how do you want me not to be afflicted? After so many graces, I should no longer be so bad. Sometimes, even in the good works that I try to do, in the very prayers, I mix so many defects and imperfections that I myself feel horror. What must it be before you, who are so perfect and holy?" And then, the suffering, so very scarce compared to before. Your long delays in coming. Everything tells me, in clear notes, that my sins, my awful ingratitudes, are the cause of it, and that you, indignant with me, deny me also the daily bread which you generally concede to everyone, which is the cross. So, you will end up abandoning me completely. Can there perhaps be a greater affliction than this? Jesus, all compassion for me, pressed me to his heart and told me, "Do not fear. This morning we will do things together. In this way, I will make up for your things." So, first it seemed that Jesus contained a fount of water and another of blood within his breast. And in those two fountains, he plunged my soul. First in the water, and then in the blood. Who can say how purified and embellished my soul became? Then we began to pray together, reciting three glory bees. And he told me that he was doing this to make up for my prayers and adorations to the majesty of God. Oh, how beautiful and touching it was to pray together with Jesus. After this, Jesus told me, "Don't let yourself be afflicted by the lack of suffering. Do you want to anticipate the hour established by me? My operating is not hasty, but all in its time. We will accomplish everything, but at the appropriate time." Then, afterwards, because of a fully providential circumstance, unexpectedly, since the viaticum had come out of the church for other sick people, I too received communion. Who can say, afterwards, everything that passed between me and Jesus? The kisses, the caresses that Jesus gave me, It is impossible to say everything. After communion, I seemed to see the sacred host. And in the host I could see now the mouth of Jesus, now his eyes, now one hand, and then he showed all of himself. He transported me outside of myself, and I found myself now in the vault of the heavens, now on earth in the midst of men, but always together with Jesus. Every now and then he would repeat, "Oh, how beautiful you are, my beloved. If you knew how much I love you. And you, how much do you love me?" On hearing these words being spoken to me, I experienced such confusion that I felt myself dying. But in spite of this, I had the courage to say to him, "Jesus, my beautiful one, yes, I love you very much. And you, if you really love me much, tell me also, do you forgive me for all the evil I have done? But concede also suffering to me." And Jesus, "Yes, I forgive you, and I want to content you by pouring in abundance my bitternesses into you." And so Jesus poured his bitternesses. It seemed to me that he had a fount of bitternesses in his heart, received by the offenses of men. And most of it he poured out into me. Then Jesus told me, "Tell me, what else do you want?" And I, "Holy Jesus, I recommend to you my confessor. Make him holy, and grant him also health of the body. And besides, is it fully your will for this father to come?" And Jesus, "Yes." And I, "If it were your will, you would let him be well." And he, "Be quiet. Do not want to investigate my judgments too much." At that very moment, he showed me the improvement in the health of the body and the sanctity of the soul of the confessor. And he added, "You want to be hasty, but I do everything at the right time." Then I recommended to him the people that belonged to me, and I prayed for sinners, and saying to Jesus, "Oh, how I wish that my body would split into tiny little pieces, if only sinners would convert." And so I kissed the forehead, the eyes, the face, the mouth of Jesus, doing various adorations and reparations for the offenses that sinners gave him. Oh, how content Jesus was, and so was I. Then, having Jesus promise to me that he would not leave me anymore, I came back into myself. And so it ended.